Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Audio Frontier.
Pedro Mendes! That is just brilliant!
He's racing back to provide the cover. Here's Ali McCoy. Oh, he's done it! Ali McCoy for Rangers!
Is there going to be a twist in the tail? Lovercrantz! Yes, there is!
But Albert gets it through!
Barry Ferguson! Oh, yes!
This is Rangers Daft.
It is Rangers Daft. It's your weekly look at everything coming out of Ibrox from Football Daft. And let's welcome, well, I was going to say the stars of the show, but we've only got one star of the show today. It is the Tony Vidmar, you see what I've done there, Grado, of the Rangers podcasting and world. How are you, Graham?
Bob, away, pumping Roisin. Can't get the time today, Rangers Daft. Disappointing.
I know it is, obviously in River City at the moment. Our friend Stephen Purdon is currently mixed up in a storyline with Joyce Faulkner where he's having to pump her. He's delighted with his storyline. I have to say, he's loving every single moment of the storyline right now. But he's away doing that.
Oh, we're
now.
Loving it.
We're loving it. We're loving it. He's away doing that just now, learning his lines. And we're going to bring in our guest pundit this week on. He's been on before. He's a train driver. It's Danny. How you doing, Danny?
How you doing, lads?
Right, Danny.
Very good, very good. Right, I asked you the last time, Danny, what your favourite Rangers moment is, favourite Rangers player, yada yada. What's your favourite Rangers strip? We've been asking that the last couple of weeks.
Got a few, man. I like the, really like, see the 2002 Cup final, Lovenkranz final, that tap. The wee red bit, the home one.
Grado's now remembering that, Googling that.
I like
I've never heard them to say that one before.
Oh man, I love it. See, annoying thing is, you can't even get a FDH gate that one, you get the rest of them enough.
Aye, that's a wee bit. Aye, that one's a wee bit too soon to be on. Well, is there any DH gate numbers that are later than that? I don't think there is there?
Aye, there's a Diodora one's not. Remember the one with all the different lines or whatever?
Oh, that was a unique one. Every start was meant to be different, wasn't it?
Right. But I like it. I know, see the night come on with, was it 97 to 99? Just the night one with the wee red stripe. The fucking Dick Advocate. Run the league at Parkhead and all that,
innit? Aye. Did we know where the 10 in a row season as well, but did we know where it was, and then we wore it the next season?
We wore it that one, didn't we? And then wore it when we lost the league, and then I think Advocate won the treble on it and all, didn't we?
That's right, aye. What about the white one? Do you like the white one that they never won Saturday?
Shambles
on
that, man.
Well, I was going to ask you about that. That was the big thing from Saturday's game was there was apparently Sky said that the SFA and SPFL didn't receive any requests from Rangers to wear the special edition kit for today's match. And apparently, you have to register it at the start of the season and all this. What have you made of it all?
Apparently, they did register it, didn't they? But they just decided, nah, we're not wearing it now.
If you heard the rumour that it's the players just refused to wear it.
Is that right?
Well, I think that's got, I would say that's got mayor.
I
can believe that.
Aye, Jimmy Bales, what I meant, we're no fucking wearing it. Look what happened the last time we done this. We're no wearing it.
Well, exactly, because John, I don't know if you know, whenever we've changed our taps, it's always like last year we had the what was it, like some sort of kind of Legends retro tap. We foot the sponsor, we wore it against St Mirren. It was the only time we got beat last season. So that was never saw again. Then the purple one for me just gives me fear because I'm Almo. And I reckon the players, or as you say, Danny Jimmy Bills went, no, fuck, we can't take any more chances. It's too much risk to it. And they've went, let's not wear it. So, but it is a bit...
That can't be that. When you've got big multi companies involved trying to shift strips, there's no way they're taking the word Jimmy Bell. There's no way they're stopping Jimmy Bell stopping them, surely.
The thing is, they've already punted them, haven't they? Because everybody's wore it. And then they're like, fuck it, sell them now. Right, get that in the bin.
I mean, there was folk complaining. I mean, I turned up wearing the white tap. As if that makes a difference to your experience because the team aren't wearing it. I felt stupid. No, you felt stupid because you were in a poncho.
Honestly,
I know, but to be fair, Rangers and SPFL confirmed that it was registered at the start of the season, and that any reports are just pure lying and pure fabrication, which we said about that. Other news coming out of Rangers at the moment. Giovanni Van Bronckhorst says he doesn't have a clear timeline on the return of key January signing Aaron Ramsey. We're still waiting to see when he's going to make. At least you got to see a Ramsey at the weekend, right enough. Albeit he was playing for Aberdeen. But there's still no clear timeline for him coming back. What have you made of all this, boys?
Well, I think it's becoming a bit of a, I think it's a bit of a redneck.
They're all got off fucking buzzing at my tits, didn't they, when it happened, thinking that was us on my way to winning the league, and then we've just made ourselves look like absolute fannies.
Do you think, I mean, we'll get to the game and stuff like that, but a lot of folk talking about the fact that he was warming up, he'd warmed up for however long, and then yet he decides to bring on Arfield. I don't know if there's something, is there something in, it wasn't a Giovanni Van Bronckhorst signing, it was a Ross Wilson signing, or I don't know. It just, every week there seems to be something else, and it just has become a bit of a, it's a bit embarrassing. Do you think it's embarrassing, Danny?
Yeah, you've spent 2 million a minute, regardless.
But is it 2 million? I don't know. Do you hear folks saying it's 25,000 a week for, we're paying the 25,000? Is it 2 million? I don't know if that's, has that been confirmed?
It was the fact that whatever percentage of his wages that we're paying to the end of the season equates to £2 million, give or take.
I've heard is that it was two million feet kind of outfield, then plus the percentage of the wages, but that might be rubbish as well.
Either way, so far he's had these big night in Annan, and that's about it, isn't it?
That's it. I was speaking to my Rangers supporter mate, and we got in a bit of debate about Ross Wilson. He says, Ross, there's a lot of questions over Ross Wilson and his transfer dealings over the last time. He was adamant they should have sold in the summer, and obviously was questioning the Aaron Ramsey deal. I was like to him, see, when you, like you say, Danny, when Aaron Ramsey signs that night as a Rangers player and he's out on the steps at Ibrox, you're going, fucking hell, and it's a buzz, it's a lift for the club. What have you made of Ross Wilson's kind of transfer goings-on so far for the club?
I don't know, right? See, because everything's mere on social media these days, right? You pinpoint every single wee thing, and we're going, you look at all his transfers the past 3 windows, right? And it has been a bit of a shambles, because the only ones that have come in and staked a place for a claim is probably Lundstrom, Bassey, and Roof, really, yeah. Because it was Hadji maybe, and Kent was on loan before that, but all the signings and money we've spent, it hasn't been great, but I don't know if it's because we're just pinpointing them on social media, on Twitter these days, everybody can look into everything, because obviously I remember like during like McLeish and stuff like that, and we always had fucking hundreds of donkey signings, but I just don't know if it's because we're desperate for trophies and everything's on social media these days, it's just looked into a wee bit more, but I don't know.
I think it's become mere under the kind of spotlight because you're seeing Celtic, who strengthened in January, and their players are getting in the team right away. Whereas we've signed the American boy, the Polish boy, Ramsey, Diallo. Diallo doesn't look interested. Ramsey's no played, and the other two kind of get a game. And I think it's because we're seeing Celtic can bring in players right away and they're making a difference. It's frustrating. But also, I feel as if even the last couple of signings, you just know they're not going to get. The Jamie Sands signing I thought was bizarre, especially because we ended up no selling Lundstrom, which turned out to be no too bad decision. But I don't know. It's a funny one, the Ross Wilson. The one thing I've got to say is the Suter situation. I mean, there. By the way, did you hear he went half injured at the weekend as well?
Aye.
Yeah.
Fucking right in when it comes to the summer. The only thing that I would say that he got wrong was no gain of money to Hearts for Suter when we were gain money for other bits and bobs that have no worked out.
I mean, obviously, when you weigh it up with the money you're paying it for Ramsey, I mean, if Danny was saying it's 25 grand a week, there's 4 weeks' wages, which you could have easily put 350 on the table, 450 they were Hearts were wanting. there's the maths for you right there. But I mean, you can't predict these things, but it'll be interesting. I think come the end of the season, it'll be interesting whatever happens come the end of the season. I'll be interested to look back at that.
I mean, we could be sitting here and saying this, and Gio could have plans for Ramsey to start tomorrow night.
Yeah.
And he plays well. I mean, see if Ramsey turns up in one of the Old Firm games and scores a winning goal, then I'd be happy with the return. And there's still time for that to happen, but it just doesn't look likely, does it?
But the board have got to be like that. If he's fit, they've got to deal with it. You're fucking paid $2 million for him.
Aye.
As he needs to fucking play. But he's Aaron Ramsey, there's no doubt he's got ability. And if we get him fit, he'll help us at some point. But it's a case of, I'm very annoyed about who's done the medical and all that. He's injured straight away. What's went on there? You know what I mean? Surely if you're signing him and you're paying that amount of money at the end of the season, you're wanting guaranteed that he's fit to come right in and start building up with match fitness.
But you're right, but see all this building up match fitness and all. Look at Ryan Jack. He comes right in, no bother.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, there's probably more... Because Ramsey was playing in November. So you're right. I don't know what's happened there with the medicals and stuff like that, but it is frustrating, especially when you see Jack coming in and he just fucking...
Yeah,
brand new. Yeah.
Talking about frustrations, Danny, we obviously talked about this on Football Daft with the boys there on Friday. The Australian situation, the home and away situation, as we're deeming it on Football Daft, what have you made of it? I mean, are you happy to take the money or are you unhappy?
How long have we got here?
Here we go. You have the four, my friend. You have the four.
See, to start with, Rangers Celtic should never be a friendly. End of story, right? Just take out the needle and everything that the Old Firm is. Second, you do it once, it opens the gates to doing it again and again, and you go down the tourist club mentality. And then they're praying that it's looking about Angie's homecoming. I'm not calling it the Old Firm or nothing. She can't call us Rangers anymore. There's no Old Firm. So we're just we're going in there as a fucking the sideshow, know what I mean? Like, and they're saying, oh, it's getting us more money than the domestic SPL season. What's that? £2 million taking away Europe? You've just spent £2 million fucking Aaron Ramsey. Don't tell us we're needing £2 million when you've just threw two Aaron Ramsey. It was as if it was nothing in January. You know what I mean?
Aye. By the way, I couldn't say that any better myself. You've actually, that's exactly how I feel.
I mean, playing devil's advocate here, it's £4 million in the pot. Like, is that not, I mean, that's a player. Do you know what I mean? That's a player there. That's an extra player for the Rangers side. And, you know, obviously with the financial reports out there recently, you know, it starts, you know, showing up that without having to sell, you know, one of your bigger players, that helps towards that.
But that doesn't help as a fan to feel like people are losing on that or Bygrove. I don't believe it's his issue. He's doing what he's employed today.
But that's it, Grado. He's there to make the club money. That's his job, isn't it?
I'm just surprised nobody's went, well done, but let's try something else.
Good idea, but we don't do this at Rangers.
That's it.
You can't moan at him specifically, but you say somebody higher up, Scotty, have went, look, it's a good idea, but no for us.
Should have got Jimmy Bell's opinion.
Aye, 100%.
Right, let's move on to the football then. Well, I'm sure this is not the last I've heard of the Australian situation. We'll come back to it, I'm sure, on Football Daft as well. We did Home and Away last week. I think we should recreate the Neighbours theme on this week's show. I think that would be a beautiful moment. But let's crack into the football. St Johnstone, let's go back quickly to that. Your first away win in the league this year, which is mental to be saying at this time, considering it's March. What did you make of St Johnstone game?
That was a hard watch, Danny, was it? No?
Aye, absolutely brutal, man. It was just shambles, wasn't it? But as Jill says, 3 points up the road.
That was it.
It was good.
It really was. Did you see it, John?
I did see the first half of it and it was pretty brutal. Do you think there was a bit of pressure? Obviously, the kind of Australian situation kind of emerged on the day of the game or just the day before. Do you think it was a wee bit more extra pressure on the team as a result of that? Or do you think that's just
I don't think that affects the players. I don't think that affects them. But what I will say is, if that's what it's going to take to win the league, then we'll take it. But it was very, very hard to watch. It's frustrating and they just look, there's just something not right. Even on Saturday, we'll get to it. It just feels there's something missing. Something's not adding up. Something's not right. And I don't know what it is.
Is that get the St Johnston game? Like, we've come out of straps flying, scored right away, and you're thinking, oh, well, that's, we're starting to look no bad. And then straight away, we score, and we just sit back in again.
It was a great finish from Kamara, to be fair. Really, I mean, he seems to be a really good finisher. The ball was, who was it he scored against a few weeks ago as well? But he just did.
Hearts.
Aye, beautiful finish. Sakala was a bit unlucky to be dropped, I thought.
But I like Sakala for the fact that he tries right, but the boy's absolutely no ability, has he? Let's be honest.
So, no, but as it's, he can run off art, no shite, I feel as if. even on Saturday, it was getting frustrating, but it's hard to dislike the boy, but he's no...
Aye. It's like, no, when you're playing FIFA, have you just hold in shoot as hard as you can? Just see him tensing his body up to rattle it as hard as you can. There's no composure, man. Yeah.
It was hard to watch, John, because...
I mean, the pitch was a nightmare. The pitch was a nightmare,
but... 50 minutes, 55 minutes, you're going, change this, Gio, yeah. Change this.
This is it, though. I mean, did you know, I mean, Rangers looked a bit leggy, a bit tired. There's players out there that have been asked to do it time and time again, right? And for me, they looked really, really tired. But again, no subs getting used. I mean, Gerrard last season, I think, you know, he made full use of his bench, you know, when he had the five subs and he would bring on players, he would swap it around. What have you made of Gio's kind of substitution tactics?
He's inconsistent, I think. Like, there's no subs and he makes four on Saturday. And stuff that he's doing, like, you give him credit for it's due in the Dortmund game, going to feed the back and going pumping Dortmund the second half, and then going up to St Johnstone and just not even making a sub at all, not even to run down the cloak at the end. Just that he goes, now stuff like that. He's just, I find you dead inconsistent. It's either very good or very shite.
But then there is the argument that we managed to get the 3 points, and then of course he was getting. Kind of getting pulled up for taking off Morelos on Saturday. A lot of folk weren't happy about that. Then he brings on the goal scorer. So it's...
We'll get to that, John. Do you think he does need to make better use of the squad? I mean, especially now he's still involved in Europe. You know, the boy Lowry came on, you know, played a decent game. I mean, surely he should be using these players off the bench to give guys like Arfield or Est, you know, Davis has hardly been seen, has he?
And then you've got Scott Wright as well, who's not everybody's cup of tea, but...
But he's still got legs and
he can make an impact when he comes on.
Aye.
And then there's also the view that, does he not trust any of these players he's went after them?
It's weird, isn't it? Because, like, fucking Lundstrom was out for that long, and he obviously brings him in, and he whips him off at half time. He's fucking sin-died. Everybody thinks he's leaving in January. Comes back in, he's a star man. Then Sands comes out of nowhere. Then Roof's been bombed out for weeks, but Roof's not had a sniff either. And then Roof's back in. It's just, I don't know, it just seems dead randomly who he's. Mm-hmm. But you could pitch Gerrard subs, the same subs every week at 60 minutes. But aye. The deal, you just do not know what he's going to do next, who's going to come in. But. Yeah. I think the boys like Lowry and that must be a bit miffed that they're not getting a chance, especially games at Ibrox when we're needing a wee bit of life about us, you know what I mean? Something about them to go and try and kill the game off, go and send them on, you know what I mean?
How were the nerves in the last 15 minutes?
Well, what we talking about, the St Johnstone game?
St Johnstone game, aye.
Aye, my arse was twitching, man. I just thought the St Johnstone goal was coming, but thankfully another.
Aye. I started to feel it a wee bit when they brought one O'Halloran, because I thought, fuck, I can just see this.
Exact same, I thought.
I thought, here we go. And a wee bit with Stevie May, but more so when O'Halloran, come on.
Right, I can just see this. Yeah.
Do you know that way, John?
Aye.
So, but well relieved at the final whistle, well relieved.
Yeah. So after St Johnstone, then 3 points up at McDermott, and it was on to Aberdeen at Ibrox. 150th celebration. Were you at the game? Did you have a poncho? Is the question I'm going to ask.
I wasn't there. What did you have?
That poncho hang, try to get it on, man. It took everybody about fucking 20 minutes to work it out.
So where were you sitting?
I sat up the Copeland Rear.
Right, so did you have the same one on for the full game?
Aye, so I had a blue one on. Aye.
Right, but they must have got it. Did they know everybody had a blue one at first?
No, it was they had to hold up a sheet first for the teams coming out.
Right.
And then, once the sheets went down, you had to sit with the fucking... The
poncho. It's like a dance. Right, put your sheet up and then get your poncho on.
So was there instructions?
Aye, they had fucking wee like, leaflets all stuck about and then your sheet and all that, man. But, man, honestly. Right. Was it Balotelli with a bit? Maybe the video Balotelli?
Right, Gary, the question is, did you keep it on for the full game?
I had it on the first off, and then I went for a pie, and then I came back up, and then I just started getting absolutely raging, and then I kept, somebody done something at one point, I've just fucking whipped it off, fucking giving a shite, not
brilliant. Did you, was it one of those ones where it's like, you go, I'm like a proper fanny if I put this on, but there's some old boy beside you just going, you better get that on, son. You better put that on. This is our 150th anniversary. These boys at the Union Bears have put these out, spent all night putting these ponchos in. You better get your poncho on, son.
Do you know what it is? Everybody's looking at each other, right? And they're giving it that look as if you're going to look like right tits here, but we all know we're going to do it. You know what I mean? We all need to put this on.
I mean, it did look great on the television, but I mean, it is, you just feel, but at least if everyone's looking like a fanny, that's all right, you know what I mean?
Hells, man, credit with credit is due. That was brilliant for him. Done well, fucking bold did anyway.
Well, I mean, there wasn't much, was it? I mean, for the 150 celebrations, I've seen the
there was a strip, Grado,
There was a strip which never got worn. Did you go to the concert, the pre-match concert?
No, we were in the pub.
Right.
All right, and my pal Zoe, she was DJing.
Oh, do you know Zoe? She was DJing,
She was DJing. Was Phoenix playing at it?
No, Callum Beattie.
There you go. It was our Callum Beattie or St. Phoenix or, you know. Isn't it funny now that it's like, all the bands used to support Celtic, but there seems to be so many bands now that support Rangers.
Glory Hunters.
Right. Just touching on, I never went to the game, right? But what an offer I came on to try and watch the football but on the Rangers TV thing. Because you know you pay $9.99, but it picks up, because there's the ban in England, right? For watching games at 3 o'clock. So ask that. So it's 2 o'clock in here. Get everything else ready to go. And of course, I turns it on, I get everything all paid, ready to switch it on, about half past two, and it pops up on Rangers TV, not available in your country.
Fuck
it, the nick of me trying to get this FIFA, sort it for 3 o'clock. So then it's telling you, sign out, sign in again, use a VPN, use a credit card, but use a credit card and register it to a different address that's not in England, because if it thinks you're in England, then you're not going to get the game. I ended up paying for it, but then having to watch it on a fucking stream because of this law that happens on a Saturday. Either way, I probably done it wrong, but my Fire Stick remote wasn't working either, and I'm changing the Fire Stick remotes and I'm taking out remotes for the other fucking remote, and she's coming out going, where's the batteries for that? It's a fucking nightmare, man. An absolute nightmare. So, of course, I'm about 3 or 4 minutes behind the game, ain't I? Right? Now, Bob is telling me that he's not watching the game because he's got scripts to look at and he's got auditions, right? So I text him about 60 minutes in and I'm saying, this game's murder. And he's like, I'm glad I'm not watching it. And I'm sitting watching it and I'm watching it. And then the next minute, Bob texts me, yes! I went, you bastard! He fucking ruined the goal for me! How many times has he done that? He's done that about 3 or 4 times a season. He goes, you should have told me that you had a delay. I thought, well, you weren't even watching the game. I goes, I didn't think I needed to warn you. He fucking obviously came up in his Willie Hills. I was raging. I couldn't even celebrate the goal or nothing. I was just slamming things, going, he's fucked it. He's ruined it. I fucked it. Oh, the worst.
At least the goal came, boys, because, I mean, Aberdeen, as they normally do when they come to Aberdeen, they look determined, they were pretty organised, and obviously up until, I mean, let's talk about the team that's went out, that started. Were you surprised to see Bassey playing at centre-half when the team was announced?
Aye.
I mean, he's been your best player left-back recently, so he's went back in at centre-half. It's a strange one.
I'm just done with Barisic, man, and he's got 2 centre-halves. It's to the point of random Balogun injured, but 2 of them on the bench, you know what I mean? But I don't know if he I see it sent off to try and deal with a big boy Ramirez because he's generally a bit of a honfy, isn't he?
Yeah, but he's a good player, him.
Not that I had much time to be surprised anyway because I never really kind of clicked on who was playing to about fucking 10 past three because of that stream, but...
but Jack also came in to the side and looked really, really good. Man of the match, a lot of people had him down as.
I thought Jack was good, but I thought I'd give Tav man of the match. I thought Tav was kind of driving the team on, getting forward. I thought Tav played well.
Yeah, I mean, that first half, though, you must have been sitting there. It was pretty turgid, was it, no?
It just
fucking boring.
It was boring, and it just looked as if they hadn't realised the game had kicked off. It just was. It was. I mean, was there any shots on target in the first half?
I
don't think there was.
The only shot I remember before we scored was a fucking powder puff man, Jacker.
I did hear a statistic. I mean, you had two shots on target in the whole game, by the way. I heard a statistic that was 24 shots on goal over the last two games and only three on target or something. No, 13, 60, the last three games, 60 shots on goal and only 13 of those were on target.
Marcy Carver's had about 50 of them.
Aye.
But it's an incredible statistic, that.
But then you think as well, is he lost his confidence? I don't think he fancies Roof. I mean, although he brought him on in the last 10 minutes the other day. I mean, was Roof was your top goal scorer last year, was it not?
I think he was, aye. Yeah,
he was. I mean,
ages, wasn't he? And Roof was quite, that run into the end of the season, I know the league was already won, but Roof was still battering in the goals, but right through the end of the season.
Yeah, how did the crowd feel? I mean, you've went through this turgid first half, Danny. How did it feel in Ibrox?
It was part of obviously in your bit as well as usual, bouncing about, but other than that, man, it was dead nearly. Everybody was fucking just now moaning quiet. Just
that murmuring sound that you hear that kind of goes round the stands, aye.
Is it, Damon? It was Aberdeen didn't even look like scoring, but we were just knocking the ball about fucking side to side on the wings, back, fucking side to side again. Like Warburton-esque performance, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Until we scored, it was good at the start, the atmosphere, and then it just... The longer the game, the worse it got until we scored, obviously, and it picked up again.
I know, obviously, it came to the point where Giovanni Van Bronckhorst decided to take off Morelos and put on Roof. I mean, there was a lot of booing. Were you booing yourself, Danny?
I wasn't booing, but I was a bit fucking shocked them taking off Morelos. I thought, you're allowed to go for a goal, stick the two of them up together or something, you know what I mean? Don't just swap for swap, but it's fucking paid after.
Danny! Was it booze or was it roof?
It was fucking definitely booze, man.
It's Gado, what did you make of it when you're sitting there watching it 3 minutes behind Danny?
Well, again, as I said, Morelos, why are you taking him off? And I think it was the kind of point where I went, nah, fucking, he's no idea. I was cursing Gio at that point, I have to admit, I was cursing him.
Aye, but obviously Gio's giving you the vickies at the end of the game because Roof comes on. I mean, right place, right time, you know, in at the back post, in off a bit of his body and in the back of the net. So that's all you can ask for. Like you say, I feel he's a bit unlucky, Danny. Like you were saying, he's a bit unlucky getting no more game time than he does. You think he would, like, top scorer last season, looks he's a handful, like, to play against, you know. I guess with the system that Van Bronckhorst and I guess Gerrard before that you can't really play the two up through the middle. But, I mean, when you struggle against Aberdeen, like you say, you were surprised you didn't go 4-4-2?
Yeah, but I think with Riff, he's an intelligent player, you know what I mean? And the way we've been playing, obviously when Arfield was on the right, so you're kind of playing with that inverted 10, false tight winger on the right, and obviously Kent proper on the left, so I don't see how... Because Arfield's fucking been dead on his feet for the last 3-4 games, you know what I mean? Yeah. So don't you, Roof could, in my opinion, Roof could easily come in and kind of just play half Morelos on the kind of that right, you know what I mean? He's done it before.
It's not really been, has it really been tried and tested, the old Roof and Morelos? I don't think it's happened often, has it?
I think there was spells last season, but you said, I don't think we actually had a full run at it, like them playing together.
It's always been one that's been out wide. They've never played. I don't think there's many occasions where you've went kind of 4-4-2 and played the two of them in the middle, like a big guy. I would be interested to see if that works. I mean, I guess from a Rangers perspective, guys, it's like you saw the performance against St Johnstone, saw the performance against Aberdeen. It's like, can they take these performances that they do in Europe or against Dortmund into the league? Because that's, I guess, what they're going to need to do come the next two Old Firms.
I'm more confident, I think, about beating Celtic at Ibrox than I'm all beating anybody else this season.
Really? Do you think it's just a we talked about it last week, Danny. Do you think it's just a mentality thing and just getting the players to raise it?
There's no doubt that they've got ability. We've seen it fucking last season in abundance. We've seen it in Europe this season. When Gio came in, the first 8 games that we started, but we're playing well. I think that shows we're back again. We're picked up, and then I can't pinpoint it, but it's 100% down to mentality, because it's nothing to do with ability. They've got it.
But there is nothing frustrating that we will play well in Europe and then fucking we're hopeless at the weekend against shite.
Aye.
Yeah. I mean, when you look at Van Bronckhorst statistically, he's only actually lost one game since he's taken over. I mean, there's been obviously a good few draws in there, but I mean, he's only actually lost one game, which was obviously against Celtic. But I mean,
in it, we've spent 7 behind, 7 in front to 3 behind, you know what I mean? And then the way we're playing, it's just since we came back after that winter break again, it's been nothing abysmal, except obviously Dortmund, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, listen, 3 points again in the bag for Rangers. You know, Celtic obviously went to Livy. You'd be hoping for a result there, but I mean, they got their first win in, was it 12 years or something like that? 15 years they got their first win at Livy, which is a mad statistic as well, but 3 points still in it, all still to play for, and hopefully you'll see an improvement over the next couple of weeks in the performances. But let's look over the whole week. Who would be your Rangers staff rated player?
Rangers staff rated.
The two games, St Johnstone and Aberdeen.
That's a hard game, man.
I don't know, because the two games are that fucking boring. I don't think. they'd have done anything fucking good or bad, didn't it? Absolutely. Average.
Will you give it to Tav then, just because he drove the team forward then, Danny?
I think Tav's still been alright the last couple of games. Don't worry, I've given him his fair due of criticism when it's been due, but I think it's the Aberdeen game. I thought Tav was good. Roof scores a goal, so I don't know, maybe give him a bit of credit, but
aye, it's a difficult one, John.
Aye, I couldn't even pick either, you know what I mean? I just think they've all been as bad.
No, I mean, Morelos against St Johnstone, like he was at the heart of everything, really. I mean, he didn't get his goal, but you know, he was kind of in amongst it, you know.
But did Bassi, how did Bassi play against St
Johnstone?
I've probably got him.
Big Bassi's
probably. Aye.
Right,
Bassi. I would say
Bassi. Let's give it to Bassi. Right, Rangers Dafty then over the two games.
Take your pick.
Any of them. Yeah, the raffle.
Rangers. Fuck.
Okay.
Good. Do you know what? Do you know who I'm going to go for? I'm going to go for, just because I do think he needs a break. But Aribo, since he came back for AFCON, has just looked
tired.
A shadow.
Aye. That's a prime opportunity for B. Lowry to come in. He showed his come aye. In. Aye. I don't know, man. I'll give the Dafty to jail for playing fucking Arfield 90 minutes, 4 games in a row when he's fucking. I love Arfield, but he can't be playing that much football. I'll give Van Bronckhorst to Dafty.
Right, okay, Van Bronckhorst to Dafty it is then.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
push, gone through the middle. He's not going to need any of them. He's going to go all the way.
A magnificent goal from Alberts.
So let's move on to Thursday night's game back in Europe. Obviously, that's where Rangers have done their best work this season, you'd argue. Red Star Belgrade, or Danny, you can maybe help us with this. I was saying to Grado beforehand. Up until this season, I had never known Red Star Belgrade as anything but Red Star Belgrade, but then suddenly it's Crvena Zvezda is what they're getting called. Am I missing something here? What's changed?
Is that not what it used to be called years ago? And then they got changed, or called Red Star Belgrade, and then I think they changed back a few years ago.
Is that what it is? Right, I did not know the history of that. Right, so that's Crvena Zvezda. So
there we go. That apparently Crvena Zvezda is Red Star.
Yes.
In English. It's also, and if they were playing, if you were Italian, they would be cried Stella Rossa. And if you were in France, they would be called Etoile Rouge.
Right. Okay.
Fuck knows.
Right, anyway, you're playing them on Thursday. First game, obviously, at Ibrox. He's getting to go.
Aye, over there.
Aye. Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. They are coming off 5-1 on the spin. Rangers form, as we've talked about in the podcast, 2-1 in the spin, 3 draws before that. What are you thinking for this game, boys?
I think we can beat them. It's going to be a hard game, but we have to take the confidence we'd beaten Dortmund are the two legs we've got to. I think Ibrox will be bouncing again, and I think it'll be another example where we've came for a kind of shitey weekend in the SPFL, and I think we'll turn it on again. Well, fingers crossed we'll turn it on again. We've got nothing to fear.
We've got definitely got the squad there to beat them. We're always up our game in the Europa League, but I just hope this isn't going to be another Malmo, you know what I mean? Nothing to worry about. We should beat them and then go and make an ass of it.
Aye.
Yeah, well, the manager, Red Star Belgrade's basically come out and done the old mind tricks, said you guys are definite favourites to progress. Are Rangers favourites?
I think I'm sure I've seen us at 1-4 with the bookies.
Well, of course.
1-4?
Mm hmm.
You're there, aye.
Wow.
Have seen that today?
Aye, that's an unbelievable price for Rangers, actually. I mean, obviously, you've got a few injuries. Diallo, Haji, Davis are all out. Hollander's unavailable as well. For them, they've got Lewis Dioni. I don't know much about the Red Star Belgrade squad, but the Dioni is injured for them. How do you think Rangers will line up then?
I think, well, who did he say is injured? Who have we not got? We've not got
Hollander's unavailable.
Well, who's unavailable that started against? Because it was the same teams that started against Dortmund, wasn't it? For the two legs.
Yeah, so what are you thinking? McGregor, do you think Bassey, I guess Balogun and Bassey going to centre-half? Did they play against Dortmund at centre-half?
Well, they started half in the second leg. Did they not start with Bassey centre-half?
Aye.
And Barisic left-back, and he switched it at half-time, and it turned out to be a good...
Balogun and Goldson, and then Bassey, Tav, Aribo, Kamara, Jack, Kent, Morelos, Sakala.
I think he'll play Arfield.
Do you think he'll play Arfield?
I'd go Tav, Goldson, Balogun and Bassey back to left back, and then I'd probably go Jack Lundstrom, Arfield, Aribo, Morelos, Kent.
Right.
Aye.
They've
only won, Red Star Belgrade have only won one of their previous 6 matches away to Scottish opponents. There you go. And that came in the Fairs Cup in 1961. Do you remember the last time Rangers played Red Star Belgrade, however?
07-08, maybe?
2007, yeah. 2007. Who's over two legs? It was 0-0 away, 1-0 at Ibrox. Who scored the only goal for Rangers that night?
Barry.
Yeah. Barry, not.
Nacho Novo.
Correct, Danny.
There
you
go.
Spot on. So yeah, let's get predictions on the scores, guys. What do you think for this one?
I'll go for 2-0 Rangers.
2-0 Rangers.
took the words out of my mouth.
2-0 Rangers. I'll go for Arfield and a Tavernier penalty.
Morelos, Tav.
There you have it.
Morelos, Tav. Hopefully that'll be around. So that should be decent on Thursday night. Fingers crossed Rangers can do a job there. And then it is into the Scottish Cup right off the back of that, away to Dundee, who are, they managed two draws in the last two matches. And obviously, Mark McGee still sitting in the stands, I'm sure. Do you think anyone will have the balls to go and try and get a picture with him on the mobile? Dundee, I mean, it's an away win for Rangers, that, isn't it? Or is it, do you have that European syndrome that you've been coming off the back of European game and then going into these matches?
John, it'll be a slog. I've no doubt about it. It'll be a slog.
I'm not kind of, the way we've been playing, you're not exactly going anywhere confident these days.
Aye, it's not going to be ones where we're sitting here going, they'll take goals off them, I doubt it. I'd like to be proved wrong, but as long as we get through.
Yeah.
They go another season, I know, winning this cup. Was it 2009, the last time we won the Scottish Cup?
Aye.
Yes, I remember it well.
The Pigeon Cup final.
that was against Falkirk. That was the.
I'm mixing up. I've got that mixed up. Then I was thinking about St Mirren.
Yes.
Was that the League Cup?
The last time you won the Scottish Cup was against Falkirk when Noel scored that goal.
Arfield played for Falkirk that day. Did I know, John?
He did indeed. He did indeed. Aye, he did indeed. But that broke my heart. Broke my heart.
What are you saying, Danny?
I was saying about Arfield. They went on to bigger and better things in Zena.
Some would argue that, Danny. Some would argue that. Right, Dundee away. So coming off the back, a 2-0 win against Red Star Belgrade. You're going up to Dundee, Dens Park away. What's the score going to be in that one?
2-0.
I'll go for 2-1.
2-1.
Here's Gascoigne now, pushing forward. Showing great determination!
And that is it for this week's Rangers Daft. Thank you very much for listening. Hopefully we'll be talking to you again next week with a couple of wins under your belt, boys.
Absolutely, John.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Remember, if you want to be a pundit, thank you very much for coming on, Danny.
Not a problem. Cheers.
Cheers for having me on there, Danny. That was good. I hate doing it with football. He's a shite man for pulling out then. No, then Rangers Daft.
Lines pumping Roisin. But yeah, if you want to be a pundit just like Danny, get involved in our Patreon, patreon.com/footballdaft. You can come on the show and weigh in with Grado and Stephen next week if you want to. We'll be back with Chris. No, because Chris is a... It's a rotating squad at the moment on Football Daft. We don't know who's in, we don't know who's out. It's a bit like Rangers. Chris might be here this week, he's getting house renovations. Stephen might be here this week, currently living lines about pumping Roisin in River City. Hopefully we will combine like the Power Rangers do and form Megazord for Football Daft on Friday with any luck. What? That's a good reference, Grado. Is that not a good reference?
Did the Power Rangers all get together? Is that the Transformers?
Ah, did they not all combine and then they went into Megazord? Is that not right?
Fuck, I can't think. I quite like the Power Rangers on that
day. I think that's what happened.
Take my tooth tiger!
So, we'll get involved with that. Vote on our swanky moment of the week. You can currently do that on the Twitter app.
Oh, I had one. I was going to say to you, but now I can't remember what it is. That's pissed me off.
So you what is this for this week, Grado?
I saw something. I went, that's my moment of the week. Now I can't remember it.
Oh, you should have written it down. Currently, I think was it the listener nomination was Ryan's nomination. We had two McGee nominations. We had one from you, which was the McGee's phone is kryptonite. We had Ryan's nomination, which was the Livy's TikTok video of McGee. McGee's TikTok video currently in the lead, so change that by heading to Football Daft Twitter right now. Great, listen, thank you very much for listening to Rangers Daft this week. Subscribe, rate and review us on Apple or wherever you get your podcast. And until next time, gentlemen, I will leave the final words to you.
We are the hell.
Audio Frontier.